Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy and breezy. Got a chance for some spotty showers today. We'll have a high near 50 degrees. Kenosha, it's overcast. It's 46 at this hour. 45 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 46. Also 45 in Racine. Racine Fire Department paramedics transporting a 27-year-old man from the city's south side to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency before 7 this morning. Burns from an exploding e-cigarette. The device reportedly in his pocket at the time. Crews dispatched to the 2600 block of Taylor Avenue found the victim with what are said to be first-degree burns to his left thigh and left hand. A joint meeting of the Racine County Executive Committee, along with the Health and Human Development Panel, focusing in on the future of the Ridgewood Care Center, including a presentation on how it all got to this point and what happens going forward, including likely going after a broker on what could ultimately be the sale of that nursing home. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave again explaining the county cannot keep operating the facility as is, with the changing dynamics in healthcare and facing a projected deficit of $2.65 million within the next few years.
There are a lot of nonprofit nursing home operators that are not very good, but there are some that are. But how do we know unless we find out? We can't shut the door on all possibilities when we're facing such a huge gap in revenue. So our common goal to the county board, my request is let's go forward and make this the best path forward for Ridgewood and for Racine County.
Supervisor Bob Miller said there are clearly a lot of challenges to maintaining operation of Ridgewood and with a lot of questions still to be answered, including keeping those beds in Racine County.
I'm always thinking worst case scenario, the attractive buyer that we thought was so good goes bankrupt and the bankruptcy judge says, well, that's okay, but your agreement, but I'm sending those beds out of Racine County. So is there any defense against that which would protect the future needs of our residents?
Supervisor Janet Bernberg motioned at one point to start the RFP process for finding a broker. She was ruled out of order, though, because it was not listed on the meeting agenda. It will, however, be back before supervisors in the coming weeks. County Executive Delagrave also said one broker gave him a ballpark value on Ridgewood of between $8 million and $10 million. In Madison, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands has approved a $5.2 million state trust fund loan request from the Racine Unified School District. That for the purchase of the Sturtevant Sportsplex facility in Renaissance Business Park. It was one of several loans okayed by the board, one of a handful in southeast Wisconsin that totaled more than $12.3 million. Much ado about nothing is the response from the contractor who rebuilt Kenosha's Velodrome to some concerns raised this week by a couple of aldermen about the quality of that work. The City Council voted to delay paying Rosh Construction Monday night. Alderman Mitchell Peterson, Vice Chair of the Public Works Committee, had some complaints about hairline cracks in the surface of the bike track. Company President Larry Rosh said that those types of cracks were anticipated, especially after city engineers had rejected the number of control joints that they had recommended.
You have city sidewalks that get control joints every 5 feet. We have control joints every 10 feet. And we have no horizontal control joint. So it's going to crack, and I think everybody understood that at the time when they made that decision. And they, you know, I think it was felt that, well, we'll let it crack naturally.
For racer safety reasons, city officials opted for fewer control joints. Another issue raised Monday night, loose fencing in spots, that's also been corrected. The velodrome concerns coming at a time when city officials, of course, are still dealing with confirmed problems on the surface of the new Dream Playground, those issues in the hands of lawyers. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department asking anybody with information about the dumping of tires on the lakefront property at the Hobnob Restaurant on Sheridan Road to give them a call direct or go anonymously through Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. Since mid-March, nearly 150 tires have been found on the property. It's a case of illegal dumping for which the Department of Natural Resources is also involved, but it's the responsibility of the restaurant to properly dispose of what's called a waste product. In the meantime, additional security cameras have been installed by the restaurant. And the Racine Common Council approving a list of mayoral appointments topped by Amy Connolly to be the city's new Director of City Development. Connolly coming from Tinley Park, Illinois, where she had been suspended, actually, from her position there as part of a citywide investigation into a housing project, but for which Racine officials believe she did nothing inappropriate. Connolly, sitting silently at the council meeting last night, will likely be formally introduced in the near future. Her salary to be almost $115,000. The newly named position is Community Development Director. A Milwaukee woman accused of being drunk when she ran a red light at a Racine intersection, slamming into a minivan, goes to prison. The accident, September last year, at the intersection of 16th and South Memorial Drive. 28-year-old Araceli Espinoza Ramirez, running from that scene of the accident that injured five people in the minivan, including a child taken up to Children's Hospital, and two people in the pickup truck she was driving. Espinoza Ramirez pleading guilty to charges of injury by the intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and operating with a suspended license. In return for the plea, 13 other charges were dismissed. Racine County Judge Michael Pianta gave her 18 months in prison and 3 years of extended supervision. CRF Frozen Foods expanding a recall to cover more than 350 products sold under more than 40 brands for possible listeria contamination. The products sold at places like Costco and Trader Joe's.
The expanded recall includes all frozen organic and non-organic fruit and vegetable products manufactured or processed in a CRF facility in Pasco, Washington. 358 consumer products, from broccoli and butternut squash to strawberries, are named in the recall. The listeria was discovered through routine testing by state health officials in Ohio, and CRF suspended operations at its Pasco facility last week. I'm Jan Johnson.
Bed bugs are a serious problem all across the country, and left undetected can turn into a large-scale infestation. So SC Johnson of Racine has announced a new early detection product. The Raid Bed Bug Detector and Trap enables consumers to expose evidence of bed bugs before the infestation occurs. The partially enclosed trap, designed with a see-through window, lets consumers identify the problem and effectively dispose of the bugs caught in the trap. A proposed homeless shelter in what used to be a bar located next to a tavern in the 900 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive getting some attention during public comments at last night's Racine Common Council meeting. The issue was not on the agenda, however. Beverly Hicks, past president of the Racine NAACP, said she was appalled, in her word, at the news of a shelter being proposed in that neighborhood.
I would hope that a better locale would be considered to accommodate the homeless because, yes, I agree, one is needed. But I think the site that is being looked at certainly is not the place for it to be. I think we need to consider the kids that go to school in that area. And we also need to consider those homeless that would be housed there right next door to a tavern.
The shelter proposal from the group called Segway Racine, according to at least one of the organizers, has the blessing of the mayor and the county executive. The goal of the organizers, getting the needed permits for an upcoming sometime mid-summer. Council comments last night, though, would suggest a little pushback is going to be included in the process. And a proposal in Kenosha to jack up health insurance premiums for educational assistants and other low-paid workers in the Unified School District looks like that is dead now, the administration officially withdrawing what would have resulted in everybody paying 12% for the cost of insurance. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.